This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. At WHYY, as a news organization, we are covering the events that are unfolding around us, the pandemic, the civil unrest in our neighborhoods. We are also talking about ways people can come together safely and help each other out at this time. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to assure us there are many ways to lend a hand, and she will also lead us towards some events that are occurring this time of year. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It has been a difficult time. We've gone from a health pandemic to a cultural pandemic. And it's unfortunate that it takes the multiple deaths of Black people, including George Floyd, to move people from a sense of complacency. I'm African American, and while I certainly don't speak for the whole community, it has been an emotionally draining time.
That is certainly understandable, Tanya.
But I know that there are many people out there who just want to know what they can do. And there are several local and national organizations that you can donate to, and we'll have some of them on our website. But I really want to encourage people to consider volunteering. It's a great way to see what people truly need and to engage with them in meaningful ways. Wake up, everybody!
So you'll be able to point out some of these things on the website. And do you have an example for us now?
I do. There's a virtual interfaith event taking place tonight at 5:30 p.m. Religious leaders from around the region will convene for bearing witness to trialing and reflection. It's free and open to the public, and we will have that registration link on the website as well.
That is something to consider if you can do it. Thank you so much. Tanya, what else should we be thinking about this week?
The Philadelphia Latino Film Festival is happening this weekend, and it's gone virtual. It's the 9th year, and it will host screenings, workshops, lectures, and other special events online. The festival starts today, and it goes through Sunday. And one of the great things about a virtual film festival is that you're guaranteed a great seat because, you know, those festivals can get crowded. So this time you've got your choice to any seat in the house.
What else is happening this month?
I do have an update on Pride. We celebrate one of the biggest Pride Day festivals and parades of the year in June, which is Pride Month. But unfortunately, the organizers have had to cancel it for 2020. But look out for an update on Outfest, currently scheduled for October. Hopefully, that may still happen.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep us posted with any announcements if anything pops up for Pride Month.
And just like Pride is celebrated through the month of June, so is Black Music Month. And this year, we've put together a list of some great songs that fit the moment. We have such a wonderful music history here in Philadelphia, so we can applaud our great talents and many more. You can find that list on WHYY's YouTube channel.
Tanya, as I recall, someone who is very important to you has a birthday in June.
Ah, Jennifer, you remembered. Yes, the late music master Prince would have been 62 on Sunday. And as a son of Minneapolis and someone who did so much activism behind the scenes, I know he would have been heartbroken about the events in his hometown. But I'm sure he would have found a way to help it heal through his music. So we'll leave you with a little bit of Prince as I sign off today. Happy birthday!
Thank you so much, Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator. Thanks for bringing our attention to ways we can help. We'll see you next week.